This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. It is a major development in the classified documents case involving former President Trump. Here's Hofstra University professor James Sample.
It's the first time in American history that a former president has been indicted on federal charges.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. Donald Trump insists he is an innocent man, and in a video he posted on his social media platform, he accused federal prosecutors of warfare.
They come after me. Because now we're leading in the polls again by a lot, against Biden and against the Republicans by a lot.
The sealed 7-count indictment is the culmination of a year-long Justice Department probe into Trump's handling of secret documents. Sources say he's also been charged with obstruction. The FBI said it pulled 100 documents with classified markings out of Mar-a-Lago last August after Trump attorneys said he had no such documents in his possession.
So what comes next? Here's CBS's Astrid Martinez.
Trump's attorneys say he's at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. A law enforcement official says U.S. Secret Service will meet with Trump's staff and security today to arrange a plan for his travel and arraignment, which is expected Tuesday in Miami federal court.
In Philadelphia, smoke from Canadian wildfires shrouded the city and many other cities yesterday. Folks like this man are concerned about the noxious haze.
I'm really worried, and I wonder how much longer this is going to last.
Well, it's going to last a while, says Chris Warren at the Weather Channel.
To get some relief, it needs to come with a wind change. And with a cold front, this is not until early next week, southerly flow will arrive. And with that, it will keep a lot of that smoke up in Canada. But something we're still going to have to watch because those fires are going to be hanging around for quite some time.
The Environmental Protection Agency says more than 111 million people in the U.S. have been under air quality alerts due to the wildfires. The main suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway has arrived in the U.S. from Peru to face charges. Joran Vandersloot is scheduled to be arraigned in federal court in Birmingham, Alabama later today. Holloway disappeared on the Caribbean island of Aruba. A judge declared her dead, but her body has never been found. Vandersloot is accused of seeking $250,000 from Holloway's mother in exchange for disclosing the location of the body. He's serving a 28-year term in Peru after confessing to killing a Peruvian woman. It's the largest and most valuable gem of its kind ever to sell at auction.
Rubies really never come in this size. Even anything over 5 carats is something rare, but 55 carats.
That's Dev Shetty, the CEO of the company that found the ruby in Mozambique. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net. When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this: corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking. It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareinc.com to learn more.